Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Perrigo gets the ball to start this this final period as they trail Mountain Home at 51-29. Mountain Home outscoring Perrigo in that third quarter 23-9. So boy, the Bombers really just lit it up in that last period. Here's Hall into the front court as we're back underway. Dribbles to the left side, now going toward the free throw line. Now it kicks it to Shrite. Shrite dribbling at the top. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones, and back come the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now throws it to Proctor, up top to Jones. Over to Ellison, down to Matusiak in the left corner. Matusiak will give it to Proctor, down to Jones, just outside the paint. Back over to Matusiak. Matusiak's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the jumper, running jumper, no good, and Perigold gets the rebound. Here is Shrite into the front court, throws over to Oaks on the right side. Oaks going to drill toward the free throw line, now kicks it back to Shrite. Thought about three, now throws up top to Manning. He's going to try for the three, no good. Proctor gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 51-29, Bombers leading it with 7 minutes left in this contest. Proctor throws it to Gilbert in the left corner. Now he's going into the lane, going to kick it out to Ellison. He's going to try for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound, oh, teammates fighting for it, and Mountain Home teammates fighting for it, and Perigold comes up with the board. Back quickly comes Hall into the lane. He's going in for the layup. No good. Tips it back up. Can't get that to go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. So 6:40 left to play in this game. Gavin Hall will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 10 points so far this evening. Hall's first free throw is up and good. Dawson Tabor and Jake McGee checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Proctor and Matt Jones. Jones takes the seat with 20 points so far in this game. So one more free throw for Hall. Second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two. The rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. 51-30, Bombers leading it. Gilbert into the front court, throws over McGee on the right side. Back to Gilbert. Back to McGee. Now top to Tabor, over to Gilbert near the left corner, almost too high for him, but he's able to secure it. Gilbert's going to drill to the left elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by McHaney. Back come the Rams, 6:15 left playing the game. Bombers leading by 21. Shrite quickly into the lane, going coast to coast for the, not quite coast to coast, but he does go into the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to the Bombers, and Mount Tom's going to call another timeout. So we'll break with 6:03 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Perigold 51-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student-athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, making it Mountain Home taking their last 30-second timeout of the night. They've still got all three of their full timeouts left. Perigold with all five of their timeouts remaining. 6:03 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading 51-30. As McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. I'm not sure what the delay is. And now the ball goes into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert throws it over to McGee on the right side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. He's going to try for the three. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Perigold. Manning's quickly back the other way. He looks like he's looking to go coast to coast, and he can't get the layup to go. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Back come the Bombers. Here is Matusiak with it. By the way, joining me now is Dale Leonard on the broadcast position. Hey, Dale.
How you doing, Matt?
Good. Here is the Tabor with it. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Rams. Gavin Hall throws it up top to Schreit. Schreit is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Paragold. Hall has it on the left wing. Gives it to Schreit up top. He's going to drill into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Hall on the wing. Over 5 minutes left to play in this game. Hall's going to dribble in for the layup. Good. Tell you what, Dale, you got to be impressed with the way the Bombers have come out in this home opener so far.
I'm real impressed. Of course, I expected this group. They've worked extremely hard, and I think when you've got a young man like Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones, who, you know, three-year letterman there, and these other kids are really doing a good job with their role.
And Jake McGee pulls up for the jumper on the left side. Mountain Home's lead back up to 21 with lower 4.5 minutes left to play. Our score 53-32. Here's Schreit going into the lane. He's going to lose the ball off his knee, goes out of bounds, and that'll be Paragould's fifth turnover of the night. Matt Jones and Luke Proctor checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Dawson Tabor and Chris Matusiak. Your girl's playing Springdale tomorrow night. It's been a while since you've been on the floor, so I'm sure they got to be looking forward to get back to competition.
Well, we're trying to find an identity, so to speak. You know, missing out the summer with team camps and things like that. You know, usually you have a lot of things figured out before now, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Here is Jones with it, throwing it to Ellison, over to Gilbert, now to McGee. McGee's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Jones gets offense rebound, and he goes, looks to go back up with it, fade away in the paint, and he gets it.
I was going to say earlier that the addition of Dawson Tabor has made a big difference, too.
No question about it. His size presence in the paint has really helped, as you know, as they've really crashed the boards tonight. Manning going into the lane for the layup, no good. Jones gets the rebound. I know Jones got to be glad to have him back there as well.
Yeah, I got a little scare there early, but I think he tweaked it right at the beginning of the game, right here in front of you.
Yeah,
and you know, he's able. That's going to happen, but he's bounced back and looks strong.
Yes, he has. Gilbert with it between the circles, dribbling to the left side, gives there on the wing to McGee. Less than 3.5 minutes left playing this game. Jones gets in the corner. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Paragould. Oaks quickly back the other way into the lane. He's going coast to coast for the running jumper. Shot is blocked by Jones. And Ellison comes up with the basketball. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Proctor on the right side. Proctor drills to the free throw line, now gives it back to Gilbert near the top. Gilbert's going to drill into the lane, and he's going to be fouled well before any layup attempt. So 2:59 left in the game. That foul is called on Paragould. It's going to be called on a player, on Nelson McHaney. Actually, it's called on a player that was not provided on my roster, to be honest with you. So it is, but that's Matt Paragould's third team foul. Gilbert has it on the right elbow. He drills back out to the wing. 55-32, Bombers leading it. Ball goes over to McGee on the left side. Up top to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 12 points. 58-32. Say one thing about Wyatt Gilbert. You know defenses are trying to zero in on him as well as he can shoot.
He's as good as I've seen since I've been here as far as a guard spot, and I've been here for 25 years. So
yeah,
and when you got a really good guard and a really good post player, I mean, you're gonna have a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Gavin Hall going into lane for layup, shot was blocked by Jones, and the ball came right back to Hall, and his foot was on the baseline. So Mountain Home will get it back with 2:25 left to play in the game as they lead 58-32. Bombers look like are going to get their first win of the season in their home opener. Mountain Homes boys will be back here Friday night against Heritage. Okay. Dale, quickly talking about, well, real quickly before we do that, cross-court inbound pass to Wyatt Gilbert, who just blows by the defenders, going in for the layup. Good. Heather Hunsucker has been at Springdale for the last 10 years. I was actually talking to her the other day. She was telling me how much respect she has for you, and I'm sure likewise you for her.
She's a good girl, and I appreciate her saying that. And she's been battling and fighting over there. You know, she she kind of, I'm not trying to be critical, but it seems like that athletically that Harbor.
It was Dodge Harris with his first 3 points of the night, 63-32. Mountain Home leading it. I'm sorry, Dale.
That's okay. It just seems like Harbor gets the most talent between the two, but they play extremely hard, and they're very scary.
Kyler Brewster going in for the fadeaway. His shot's no good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 1:38 left playing this game, as both teams bringing in some subs right now, especially Mountain Home. It will be Kyler Brewster at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 1:38 left, as Mountain Home's lead is right now. Actually, it's at 31. The clock should be running continuously.
I think it will after these free throws.
Oh, okay.
Once the next possession. I tell you what, some of these headbands Paragol's wearing, it feels like I'm watching a 1980s PE class over here.
Yeah. Well, now the clock is running. They're keeping it going. Mountain Home brought in a couple more subs. Kai Bickford and Duncan Conley checked in.
Well, it's great to see Duncan Conley out there recovering from that ACL injury last year.
Yeah. Brewster gets one of two free throws on that trip. It is should be, I believe, 63-33. I'm not sure. Well, I'll look over that over. Mountain Home turns it over, and Brewster comes up with the steal. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line. And as the clock continues to run, the Mercy Rule is in effect. That foul's on Kai Bickford, his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Bombers here in the second half. First free throw for Brewster is up and in. It's now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Brewster's second shot is up and good. 3 points for Brewster, all from the charity stripe. 30 seconds left to play in the game. 63-34, Bombers leading. Here is Bickford with it. His throws it to Dodge Harris. Now to the front court, it goes to Conley. Down in the corner to Harrison Bullard. Now ball goes up top to Bickford. 17 seconds left. Ball over to Tabor. Down to Harris in the right corner. Harris is going to drill out to the wing. Now throws it up top to Conley. Ball goes over to Bickford in the left corner. Bickford throws up top to Harris. 4 seconds. Harris tries for a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Conley. Couldn't get the layup to go, and that's the way this game is going to end, as Mountain Home comes up with the 28-point victory. And before we take one last break again, Dell, thanks for joining us tonight, and we're so looking forward to seeing your girls play again tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, and I apologize. I'm not used to these games being separate.
I know. This pandemic has really
jacked everybody up.
It really has.
Anyway, thanks to you guys and KTLO, and hopefully you just get the opportunity to keep playing for these kids.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Dell. That was the Mountain Home girls, Coach Dell Laird. And as Mountain Home gets a 28-point victory, and we will come back and check our final numbers just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Paragol 63-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free 2-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.